Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be diving into TYPO3.
Oh yeah.
It's this open source content management framework that's making some serious waves in web development.
Yeah, for sure.
So before we get started, I just want to give a big shout out to SafeServer for powering this deep dive.
Absolutely.
They're the experts when it comes to hosting for TYPO3, and they can even help you like navigate that whole digital transformation thing.
Yeah, they're great.
Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
So we've got a bunch of sources here to help us kind of unpack TYPO3.
Right.
We're looking at the GitHub repository, the Getting Started Guide, and the TYPO3 project website.
A lot of information to go through.
Yeah, and we're going to use all this to figure out not just what TYPO3 is,
right,
but like why it's got such a dedicated following.
Yeah, why are people so excited about it?
Exactly. So first things first, I keep seeing this term content management framework everywhere. Now, I'm not a coding whiz, so for someone like me,
sure,
what does that even mean? Okay, well, imagine you have a box of Legos. You got your basic bricks, right? Those are like the core components.
Okay.
Then you have all these like specialized pieces, wheels, windows, doors.
Yeah.
And with those, you can build pretty much anything you can imagine.
So is TYPO3 like the basic Lego set?
Exactly.
And those extensions I keep seeing mentioned are like the specialized pieces.
You got it. And that's where that flexibility comes in, right? You can use TYPO3 to build a simple website or a really complex web application, depending on what Legos you add.
I see. So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Nope. No way.
You can really tailor it to fit your needs.
That's the beauty of it. It grows with you as your needs change.
I like that. Now, looking through the GitHub repository, I saw mentions of web servers, PHP, databases.
Yeah.
Is this where I need to like call in a tech expert or something?
Not necessarily. No. Those are like pretty standard requirements for most websites these days. Just think of them as the foundation you need to build anything on the web.
So it's not as scary as it sounds.
No, not at all. And the best part is TYPO3 even has this like handy installation guide to walk you through it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. One more term that keeps popping up. GPL license. What does that even mean for someone who's thinking about using TYPO3?
Okay. Well, this is where things get really interesting, right? So GPL license means that TYPO3 is open source.
Mm-hmm.
So you're free to use it, modify it, even share it with others.
Oh, wow. So it's like a free-for-all.
Pretty much. But more importantly, it means you're not locked into using software from a specific company.
Right.
Or paying hefty licensing fees, you know? You have complete control.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for someone who's just starting out or has a limited budget.
Absolutely. And that's a big reason why TYPO3 is so popular. It really levels the playing field for businesses and developers of all sizes.
That's awesome. Now, one thing that really jumped out at me was the TYPO3 community.
Mm-hmm.
The website makes it sound like a pretty happening place.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of the most active and supportive communities I've seen.
Yeah.
They have Slack channels, regular meetups, even a mentorship program to help newbies get up to speed.
So it's not just about, you know, getting technical help when you're stuck.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with other people who are passionate about TYPO3.
Exactly. And that translates into a wealth of knowledge sharing, collaboration, and support that's really hard to find elsewhere.
So it sounds like you're not just using software, you're joining a movement.
Yeah, you could say that.
It's a pretty inspiring thing to see.
It is.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
What would you say are the key takeaways so far?
Well, we've established that TYPO3 is a flexible content management framework. It can be used to create a wide range of websites and web applications.
Yeah.
The GPL license gives you the freedom to use it however you like, and that vibrant community offers tons of support and resources.
And it's all built on this Lego analogy, which I have to say is really helpful for understanding how everything fits together.
Glad to hear it.
But before we get too carried away,
yeah,
let's take a closer look at some of the technical details.
Sounds good. Let's break down some of those key concepts next. Yep. Let's do it. Welcome back to our deep dive into TYPO3.
All right, so let's dive into some of that cool stuff TYPO3 can do.
Okay, sounds good.
The website mentioned something called multi-site capabilities.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So imagine you're a company with multiple brands.
Right.
Or maybe you have different websites for different regions or something like that.
Yeah.
Multi-site basically lets you manage all those websites from a single TYPO3 installation.
Oh, wow. So instead of like juggling a bunch of separate systems,
exactly,
you can just control everything from one central hub.
It streamlines your workflow, saves you time, and it helps ensure consistency across all your sites.
That sounds super efficient.
It is.
Okay, now another term that keeps popping up is TypeScript.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? It sounds a bit intimidating, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It sounds a little scary, but it's really TYPO3's secret sauce.
Oh.
It's a special language that lets you, like, control how content is displayed, styled, and structured on your website.
So it's not like PHP, which is used to build the actual functionality of the website.
Exactly. PHP is like the building blocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And TypeScript is like the architect's blueprint.
Oh, okay.
It tells those blocks how to come together.
Okay, I see. So TypeScript is like the brain behind the looks.
You got it. And it's incredibly powerful. It lets you create some really complex and dynamic layouts.
So learning TypeScript is kind of like leveling up your TYPO3 skills.
Absolutely. It opens up a whole new world of customization.
Got it. Okay, now another term I saw, this one sounds pretty refreshing. Fluid.
Ah, yes.
Fluid. What's that all about?
So Fluid is TYPO3's templating engine.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about TypeScript being the blueprint?
Yeah.
Well, Fluid is like the construction crew, you know, that takes that blueprint and actually builds the website based on those instructions.
Okay, so TypeScript sets the rules, and Fluid brings them to life.
Exactly. And Fluid is designed to be super clean and easy to read.
Oh, okay.
So it makes life easier for developers who are creating and modifying those website templates.
Nice. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. It's like a well-oiled machine.
That's the beauty of a well-designed framework, right? Each part has a specific job to do, and they all work together seamlessly.
I like it. Okay, the website also mentions a back end and a front end.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between those?
All right, so the back end is where the magic happens, kind of behind the scenes.
Okay.
It's the control panel where content editors, administrators, and developers can manage the website, create and edit content, configure extensions.
So it's like the cockpit of the TYPO3 spaceship.
You got it. And the front end is what your visitors actually see. You know, the public-facing part of the website.
Okay.
Like the polished and beautifully presented result of all the work that's been done in the back end.
So the back end is where you build and manage the website, and the front end is what the world sees.
You got it.
Okay, this is starting to make a lot of sense. It's like we're peeling back the layers of an onion.
Right.
And uncovering more complexity and sophistication with each layer.
And the best part is, we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, wow.
There's so much more to explore with TYPO3.
Well, on that note, let's maybe shift gears a bit.
Yeah.
And talk about the TYPO3 community. We touched on it earlier.
Right.
But I'm, like, really curious to learn more about what makes it so special.
Yeah, the community is really the heart and soul of TYPO3.
Okay, let's get into that. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our TYPO3 deep dive.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
We've, like, explored the what and the how.
Right.
But now it's time to uncover the, you know.
Why.
The WHY, the heart and soul of TYPO3.
I like that, the heart and soul.
And you were saying earlier
mm-hmm.
that lies in the TYPO3 community.
Absolutely.
And our sources really paint this picture of, like, passionate collaboration, constant learning, and this, like, really genuine sense of support.
For sure.
It's more than just a bunch of developers. It's like an ecosystem.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. It's a network of people who are just passionate about TYPO3.
Yeah.
And that passion drives them to help each other share knowledge and contribute to the project.
And the website mentions Slack channels, meetups, a mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds like a social club for web developers.
Well, there's definitely a social aspect to it, right? People connect, build friendships, even collaborate on projects.
Yeah.
But at its core, it's about sharing that passion for TYPO3.
Okay.
And wanting to see it succeed.
So it's not just about, you know, getting technical help when you're stuck.
Right.
It's about being part of something bigger.
Exactly. It's about learning from others, sharing your own expertise.
Yeah.
Contributing to a project that you really believe in.
I'm sensing a strong sense of camaraderie here, like almost like a family of TYPO3 enthusiasts.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
The community is incredibly welcoming and supportive, especially to newcomers.
That's great.
No judgment, just a shared desire to learn and grow.
Now, the website also mentions contributing to the project.
Yeah.
Does that mean anyone can just jump in and start coding?
Absolutely. TYPO3 is open source, so its code is publicly available.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can view it, modify it, and contribute improvements.
So you're not just a user, you can be a co-creator.
Exactly. You're empowered to shape the platform.
I like that.
And the community encourages all kinds of contributions, whether it's fixing bugs, developing new features, improving documentation,
wow,
or even translating the software into different languages.
So it's like this giant collaborative brain constantly evolving and improving TYPO3.
It really is. It's amazing to see in action.
But what motivates people to contribute their time and skills for free?
Well, it's a mix of things, right?
Yeah.
Some people are passionate about open source software and believe in making tech accessible to everyone. Others enjoyed the challenge of it, the learning experience. And many just find it rewarding to contribute to a project that they believe in and see their work have a real impact.
Sounds like a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Users get a powerful platform that's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And contributors get to learn, grow, and make a real difference.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we've reached the end of our TYPO3 deep dive.
It's been a journey.
And I'm walking away feeling pretty inspired, you know?
Yeah.
We uncovered a platform that's not only, like, technically impressive,
right,
but also fueled by this incredible community of passionate individuals.
It's all about the people.
It is. So if you're looking to dive into the world of web development, TYPO3 seems like a fantastic place to start.
I definitely recommend checking it out.
And who knows, you might even find yourself becoming part of this awesome community.
You never know.
Huge thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this deep dive.
Yes, thank you, SafeServer.
Check them out at www.safeserver.de for all your TYPO3 hosting needs.
They got you covered.
And expert guidance on digital transformation.
They're the best.
See you on the next deep dive.